Hello, what's up, guys? How are you?
Good. How you doing? Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. I don't remember how to do the show, really, so bear with me. It's been a while. I think I've been MIA for a while. Indonesian Ocean.
We can't. Well,
okay, last week was a complete shit show.
Came on,
didn't turn up, so we've got him this week. So me and Ovi just did like just some questions, and then it was Jack Butcher. It was Jack Butcher the week before, which is actually good show that one. But
yeah, no.
We've missed you.
Yeah, no, I miss you guys too. It's been a while. It's great to see everyone and see all your pretty faces and hear your beautiful voices. Yep, I'm excited. Should be a great show. Why don't we talk about our sponsor first, so Seth, and give out some codes.
So as you guys know, this show is sponsored by Rollbit, one of the largest crypto casinos out there. You can do everything from sports betting, casino games, crypto futures trading, NFT trading, lending, finance, etc. Just check out rollbit.com or rollbot.com, depending on your jurisdiction. We'll have two codes to give away on this show. The first code is alarm clock 816. Alarm clock 816. And if you guys want to watch the show on video, check out the pinned tweet on the space for the YouTube link. We're also live on video as well. And yeah, that's it.
You sure are. Yeah, alarm clock. So you said I came on, he didn't set his alarm clock last time, and you guys just had a Q&A with just you two?
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't watch it? You didn't.
I haven't had a chance to do that one yet. I'm going to definitely get to that. Maybe later today. Sounds like great content.
What were you doing over that period? I saw you short in the market, made a little money, and then...
And then the market volatility died again. It seems to move and then just die, like the volatility. Yeah. Right? Makes like a 5 to 10% move and then just sits forever. Is that what's going to happen now? We have the sub move, and now it seems to be retracing, huh? A little bit.
Yeah, I think it's retracing, yeah.
A little bit.
I don't know. It's just crypto has like no volume. It's just because those like volume spikes and then it just drifts and does nothing. It's like kind of boring, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's the end of summer though, so people shouldn't be trading anyway, really. Besides like the
I saw something like the VIX has been below 19 for the most number of days in like 3 years. Like it's been a good August to kind of be away from the screens, it feels like. But yeah, September I think could be a bit volatile. Stuff's starting to heat up. Like, I don't know. The bond market just scares the crap out of me, and I feel like that's something that could just explode at any point. But hopefully our crypto bags do okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't there's like no participation. It's just the same guys over and over just passing money back and forth. What it feels like to me, but yeah. What do I know?
Oh yeah,
you know, there's no like inflows, but it's okay.
No, I think volumes are like the lowest level ever. There's no volatility. There's no killer app. We're just kind of chilling out,
just gambling.
Apart from the casinos,
yeah. Rollbit crushing. I mean, RLB is fucking RLB with the buy and burn is pretty nice. I don't know. That's my bag. Like that's the one to hold and just sit there and watch. And I'm gonna go up. Okay. But casinos, I don't know. There's a lot of on-chain stuff going on that people are enjoying. I haven't really participated in that. I see people making a lot of money doing that.
Yeah, it just feels like you need to be in the right Telegram group rather than like a good story. It's just like, okay, well, this is going to pump next.
It's just like
pump and dump. It's like you said, everyone just chasing money between each other. There have been times where I've been up a lot and then I've lost it and then I've been up again. I'm just like, we are literally just giving money to each other.
I don't know if that's good or bad for the industry, but you know, here we are. I was actually just going through my OpenSea vault, checking out like what was in there. I haven't logged into that in a long time. Yeah. Prices don't look good.
You dusted it off.
Everything's like dust, like everything's worth nothing. I was like, geez, I made so many mistakes. It's just like a graveyard of mistakes. It's depressing. I'm not gonna log into that again for a long time.
It's dust, but you can get out of like 1,000 of them on Blur, which is nice.
Well, you could get out 1,000 of them on Blur. I don't think you can anymore.
Right. Yeah,
I think that ship sailed, my friend.
Yeah. You guys nuked that one by crushing the whole liquidity market for apes. I think you guys caused apes to go down, not Blur. And not because
we keep on getting blamed for the whole of the NFT market. I've seen a few tweets of that.
Yeah, definitely. You guys did it. Way to go, guys. Now Maki Big Brother just owns everything.
Yeah.
Maki.
Yeah, anyway, I guess we should bring in K Money and see what he's doing. But I think I've been told he's not going to be on video.
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Well, we can hear you, yeah.
Dude, I'm so fucking bummed right now.
What? Because you had a
big night?
Okay. No, no. Okay, here. So just so you guys have some context, our sleep schedules are completely different. I don't know if you'd realize this or not. So I actually went as far as changing my fucking sleep schedule the past three nights just so I could, like, be on point for today. And then last night, I was like, wait, I got a new Mac. I totally forgot to set up, like, my camera and OBS on it. So I fucking, dude, I was up till 4 a.m. because I forgot that, like, I got a new Mac. I have never used my Sony FX3 as a webcam, so I had to download an update to it. And then I had to download an update for the fucking update. And then the update ended at 4 a.m. And then I just started setting it up, and, like, my Mac's not even picking it up. So now you guys are stuck with this shitty digital avatar of me. And I'm wearing my Pit Vipers. I'm wearing my fucking Pit Vipers.
You gotta get the camera set up. I mean, I was about to say, like, out of all the people that we've had on, an LA-based content creator couldn't get his fucking camera set up. It's a bit of a joke.
Yeah, I feel like K-Money just makes videos. And doesn't have videos.
I just want you to know, like
my video doesn't work, guys.
Even though my video is not working, it's still better than your guys's. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, dude, I'm like, bro, I'm looking at. Oh, all right, anyways, hey, thanks for having me, guys. You know, long time listener, first time or second time participant. Sorry for icing you guys last week.
So what was the real story last week? Because we know that you didn't set some alarm. You just fucking forgot. You had a big night. You slept through it after being wasted on a Tuesday. A Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No. All right. So I sent you guys a screenshot of all my alarms, and the truth is those were all set, but for some fucking reason, like, they just didn't go off, and it was just going off of, like, my normal alarm time, which, don't make fun of me, was 11 a.m. That was the old me. You know, this is a new me.
11 a.m.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, like, bro, who wakes up before 11 a.m. during, like, meme coin season?
It's true. When we wake up, like, I wake up to about 900 messages in the shared WhatsApp group that SCB, KBM, and OSF have. But, yeah, you do feel like 3 a.m. LA time is kind of when shit happens.
Yeah, like, in our group chat, anytime you guys are, like, just, like, you know, coming around the chat, like, saying GM, you know, posting your long-ass fucking threads, it's at that moment I'm like, oh, I should be going to bed. It's like, what, like, my rule is when I see OSF Mando and fucking Alex Becker all tweeting GM, like, I should probably be going to bed.
The Alex Becker arc is wild.
Dude, the last thing I see before I go to sleep every single fucking night is Alex Becker, like, trying to punch the phone screen, telling me he just ate, you know, a pound of bull testicles and just got fucking cold showered. That's how I know I gotta go to bed, when Alex Becker is letting me know he's better than me.
Oh, is that the guy that's like, you gotta wake up at 4 a.m. and, like, start lifting immediately?
Yeah, yeah, you don't know this guy? He used to be a degenerate, and now he's become a like a health freak degenerate. But he also sold his company for like $100 million or something like that. So he's gone full cyborg.
Someday, man.
I mean, isn't that the goal for all of us? Like, just make $100 million and then just become the most insufferable human ever. That's definitely my goal.
It is true. It is true. You can't really go at the guy because it's just like, fuck, like, he actually made a lot of money. It's like, ugh, you're not just like one of those guys who doesn't have a life and didn't do it well. You just know he's actually probably doing all right, which kind of really hurts.
Yeah, the worst part about it is, like, all the health shit he says, it's all true. It all makes sense. Like, he's not some weirdo, you know, who has a son he's using as, like, a fucking blood bag, like that one guy trying to live to, like, 200 years old. But, you know, he's a friend of Elio Trade, and any friend of Elio Trade is I guess my friend. I don't fucking know.
Okay, money on that path to 100 mil. Seemed that. What are you trading or like? What have you been doing to make that reality?
Yeah, I've just been trading aggressively, like almost too aggressively.
So you're
yeah, we need.
You're in the trenches, like the shitcoin trenches, or what?
Dude, yeah, I'm in the shitcoin trenches. I offloaded like 90% of my NFTs like a couple months ago, and I've just been trading. It's been cool. I haven't been sleeping. I mean, obviously, my sleep schedule is completely fucked, but you know, I'm out here. Goal is like this time next year, I could just buy out, you know, the entire Wrecked Radio IP and force you guys to all post cringe 4 a.m. You know, let's get it post.
We're cheap. We are cheap.
Yeah, 100.
Five ETH. Done.
Yeah. Or somebody has a brace.
That's about double what Rollbit pay us. So. Yeah, so let's hear this arc because it has been a bit of an arc for you, right? Like it feels as though you kind of came into Web3 and then I don't know what you were doing before that, but now it's been the last few months you've really you've embraced your inner fucking mog and really hit the jackpot. But let's hear where it all started. Like where did you first get into NFTs? What were you doing before? When did you become full degen?
Yeah, so it's actually just full circle for me. Like I first got into crypto like 2017. This guy Paul that I met through a friend of a friend onboarded me. Apparently Paul and his mother owned about like 1,000 or 10,000 Bitcoin at the time, and so he was telling us about, you know, like the future of finance and onboarding us, and like it was cool until Paul was like, hey, by the way, you know, you guys were kind of late to Bitcoin. It's not worth buying it here at, you know, $17,000. But what you should buy is this other coin, or like this other coin called Monetize Coin on this on this APY platform that gives you 3,000,000% APY if you stake. And I was like, okay, Paul, like that sounds great. So as you would imagine, I lost my entire life savings in around like 2017. So then I didn't touch crypto until, you know, the stimulus checks by our amazing U.S. government. And then I got into crypto back in like 2020 and I just started trading meme coins, essentially like my first coin outside of like Bitcoin, Ethereum or Polkadot or XRP was a SafeMoon. So, yeah, early.
Did you run up well or did you?
Dude, so I put in $3,000 like 3 days after SafeMoon was first deployed, because I saw it on TikTok, and that $3,000 got run up to about half a mil, but I didn't sell because your boy wanted a full milli, so I got to ride that all the way down to 50K. But once like meme coins like started crashing like summer 2021, that's when I got into NFTs. And I don't know, I was kind of impressed because it was like it reminded me a lot of like meme coin trading, but there was like community outside of just people in Telegram screaming at each other like who sold. So you know, I got into NFTs then and got to be everyone's exit liquidity for about 18 months, and then. Yeah, got into Pepe like this April and just kind of respawned my love for shitcoins. And I've just been on a run since.
So shitcoins really are like your DNA.
Your Did Paul ruin your life or make it better?
Dude, honestly, like Paul ruined it for about 3 years. But like if I could find Paul now, which by the way, no one has been able to find his whereabouts after he lost our entire like friend group in LA about like $150,000 collectively. Yeah, I mean, Paul kind of made my life way better. So Paul, if you're listening, and I know you are, because who wouldn't listen to Wrecked Radio episode 39 with K Money, sponsored by Rollbit. Thank you.
There you go, Paul. Shout out.
I just love the arc. It does feel like you've come full circle. It does feel like you've come full circle. It feels like you're back in your stomping ground with shitcoins. Do you have like a strategy around your shitcoins? You just seem to be you just 3 a.m. You just get early in the ticker, or is there anything else that you try and do for analysis?
I mean, honestly, like obviously, always try to get into it like the ticker early. But yeah, I guess for me, and I hate this so much. I'm like over here, you know, just like trying to make meme coins an intellectual thing and try to boast myself up. But yeah, I don't know. Like it's kind of the same as like making, like finding a good topic to make a video about. It's like you just find a meme that you think has legs, and that's essentially kind of it. So that's what I've been able, like, I don't know. Like I got really lucky with like Pepe, cause like I saw that, you know, in the beginning, and I was like, wow, like this is probably going to do numbers because it's Pepe and it doesn't look like Doge.
So when did you, how high did you run at Pepe? Like when did you obviously got him pretty early. But when, you know, I think the mistake a lot of people made was to not sell it when they should have, like.
You fucked it up, OSF.
Yeah. Well, I sold too early, then I bought in too high, then I ran it down. So I really fucked it up.
You traded well. Yeah, OSF, by the way, like you trade Pepe on like your main wallet has been the most entertaining thing for me. But yeah, so I got into Pepe, I think around like 2.5 million market cap. And then I'm trying to find the screenshots from my group chat. So the moment I bought it, I told my whole screen, like I went on this like manic, like just like paranoid schizophrenic rant about it. Again, it was like around 4 a.m. So I had just gone back from NFT NYC. And it was 4 a.m., couldn't sleep, and saw Pepe, bought into it, and then I just sent my entire group chat this, like, thesis paper on why I think Pepe is the future of finance, and I just told everyone straight up, I was like, hey, guys, like, here's Pepe, like, you know, it's one of the biggest memes ever, so I think this has legs, it doesn't look like Doge, so it's going to do really well, and I told them in the chat, I was like, I see this going to, like, 2 to 3 billion market cap and potentially getting listed on Binance. And then, so I just held it until I saw it get listed on Binance and I saw it like tap 2 billion market cap. And I was like, all right, like, well, I kind of told myself this is where I think it's going to go. So instead of me holding this, like I did with SafeMoon, like, let me just take a, you know, decent chunk of profit out of it and like leave a moon bag. So I ended up selling it. This like, it was about like an hour after Binance listed it. So I think it was like Pico top.
Damn, well, so played. Generational wealth secured in like a day. Pepe coin.
I mean it depends what you consider generational wealth, you know, because like I, at the moment I thought it was generational wealth.
10 million isn't enough. 10 yeah, million yeah, isn't enough.
Yeah, well, I mean, like you know, I went out to a club in LA and like I see people who have like my entire Pepe bag on their fucking wrist. So I don't know if it's generational or not. But
well, yeah, I live in California, right? So they're gonna think, fuck, well, who knows?
Yeah, of course, I am in California, and this is all satire. I haven't made a cent in crypto in my entire life, so this is all a bit. But yeah,
same.
It was cool though, because like making like the profits I made in Pepe, it just kind of gave me the confidence in, you know, like meme coin trading that I once had, and also just made me realize, like, hey, like, you know, I don't have to just suck dick for a living and like, you know, be like Mr. Nice Guy, Mr. fucking corporate. Like I could just be myself and I don't know, like the people who want to work with me will work with me and like I don't have to present myself in a certain way anymore. So
is that how you see us three?
You know, no, I mean, like, here's the thing, you know, you guys aren't no rug radio, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? But, you're doing your thing. I think, you know, wrecked radio, I don't know where I'm going with this. I gotta be honest. Shout out to Farouk, always catching strays. We love you.
Yeah. Yeah. We're sucking Robert's dick for meme coin profits.
I respect it. I respect it. If you remember, like, I tweeted before, like you'll know I'm at rock bottom when I start doing Rollbit, like, shills. So, hey, shout out to Rollbit, you know, sponsoring this rock bottom segment of my life. Be sure to win in the comments below. I'm not sure what the giveaway is looking like, but am I helping at all, boys?
Yeah, perfect. Really, I think you're doing a great job.
We're gonna get renewed next season for sure. Oh man, I love this story. I do love this story. So it sounds like you lost it all. Have you lost it all multiple times, or is it just that one time with Paul? I remember hearing that you had a bit of a you've really gone through the ringer a couple of times.
Yeah, in crypto, I've definitely I've lost it all and made it all back in a trade every single year I've been in crypto. So that's been kind of my fucking journey.
You use proper risk management, it sounds like.
Yeah. I think Mando, I remember you, like, I think I was like watching like a clip of you talking about like, you know, like using like risk management and like, you know, trading theses and all these. I remember watching that and just being like, man, like, it must be nice to like actually just think about your actions. Cause dude, like, yeah, for me, I'm just a fucking absolute moon boy. Like I used to be like, I've been homeless before. So like, for me, it's like either like, you know, like it's either in the hills or I'm going homeless. Like there is no in between.
That like that, that must, it must help you to like, you know, the mistake a lot of people might make with Pepe, people like me with Pepe, is like, well, I just sold too early because like I was managing my risk and taking profits. But it must help to have that like mentality where it's like, you know what, if I fucking lose it all, I've literally been homeless, so I know I can do that and get myself out of that hole. But it gives you kind of like this mentality to like hold on to these huge gains that you do get in crypto, and you just keep getting them, you know, like even after Pepe, there've been other things that have mooned in that space.
For sure. I think what helped me a lot with Pepe too is like, that was the first time I was trading meme coins and I had a job, you know what I mean? Like I was like, man, like I could lose this $2,500 I put into it and it would be okay because, you know, NFT Now's got like my back. And so it like versus like, you know, normally if I was just trading for a living, I would have been like, hey, like that $2,500, you know, like that could be a month of DoorDash for me. So do I want to risk a month of DoorDash or not? Also, shout out to DoorDash, keeping us fed.
Get all the sponsors in.
Yeah, I think that's true. We actually spoke about that last week. We were like, look, if you have a stable income, I just think you've got to be doing the most degenerate stuff with the bag that you have. Like, if you actually do have a stable income, you're not going to like, I don't know. I think going homeless, you should try and avoid that, obviously, and you should obviously make sure your DoorDash is supported. But at the same time, like any extra cash you have on top of that, I just think you just got to do the most degenerate stuff possible, if you're honest.
Yeah, because
that's how you're gonna make it.
Yeah, exactly. Like the market's gonna market, so I feel like if you have the ability to take some risk, I think there is a pretty good ROI on the other side, which is why Rollbit is such an amazing sponsor for this segment of the show. I'm sorry, guys. I'm really trying to just lock it in a Rollbit deal for myself while I'm here. It's the only reason I came here.
Yeah, that's the only reason you come on, huh?
Yeah, I will stream. I will stream Rollbit, like gambling on Rollbit 24/7 until the Bitcoin halving. Hit me up, guys.
You got to create some videos. I mean, it's not good that you forgot your camera for this one. It's not a good like first day on the job resume.
First impressions, yeah. How's the first impressions?
Okay. Okay, I'll paint a picture for you guys since I'm not on camera. Okay, just imagine, you know, a Sony cinema camera, you know, with like the best lens money could buy, amazing 3-point lighting, and you know, you just see this handsome, chiseled young man wearing Pit Viper branded glasses, drinking an oat milk cold brew.
Wow.
That's what you guys are missing out on right now. So don't blame me. Blame Sony imaging software and my camera drivers and whatever Mac OS I'm running.
Oh, Seth, where are your Pit Vipers? I feel like they have to be on for this.
I had them here, but I was only going to wear them if K-Money was going to have them on camera. And I don't want to be like the random one guy. Like,
no, I think you've got to put them on. I think you got to put them on. I'm surprised KBM's not wearing the Rollbit hoodie as well today.
No, I wore it last night out, but your mic might be a little close to your mouth now. You got to find the happy medium.
Yeah.
OSF has like the most iconic Pit Viper glasses photo of all time.
Can we share this? Can we share this photo on the screen?
We probably can, yeah. Let me figure out how to do it. I was in Tunisia for a wedding, and as you do, I just brought my pit vipers with me. So I was like, asked my wife to take a photo of me. It was kind of a bit sad.
They
really.
A sponsor too? Is that why we're talking about them?
They are not our sponsors.
You're
just
you're aware of the shitcoin that they're all in, which is, well, including myself.
Pit viper coin.
Yeah, it's basically pit viper coin.
Got it. Very nice.
I feel like you need to get involved in this, KBM. Like,
there we go.
I feel like I'm missing out on a lot of stuff that we've been talking about. So
the great thing about OSF posting that photo is, like, the moment he posted that, like, the price just went down 11%.
I know.
That's the best part about that photo. Dude, honestly, like, an album cover. Like, look at that thing. That is a piece of art. Dude, I don't know if you guys saw it or not, but like, dude, like someone in like the mod community paid Riff Raff, like the rapper, to do like a cameo, like chilling mog, and it is so fucking goddamn funny how much the guy like just fucking fumbled the bag, because he's like, hey guys, it's Riff Raff here. You know, I'm here to talk to you guys about this coin called S-Mog, and like he doesn't know it's like the dollar sign is just the ticker. And so the whole time the guys is like talking about S-Smog, and I was like, bro, like homie thinks we're like asking for like a smog check or something.
Yeah, because it must be like ASAP Rocky, right? He has the dollar sign, so he must have thought it was.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good. So are you going to do anything different this time? Like, it feels as though you're always on the cusp of losing it all. So have you got any plans to lose it all this time, or have you taken it out? Have you decided to buy a house, look after the family in any way, or have you just plowed it straight back into the latest fucking ticker?
Yeah. I mean, so for me, I already like bought my sister a car. I already got like gave like my dad, like a stack, a mound of cash, if you will, and I thankfully was able to like take out enough profits to like I paid off like all like my debts, like I have like a decent savings, and then I just have a stack of ETH. And I think the biggest mistake I made was like, dude, as soon as I pulled Pepe profits, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna reinvest like half of this into the NFT ecosystem. I think that like that's where I really fucked up, dude, because like, bro, like if you thought I was a bad NFT trader before, you have no idea, like when I was just swinging my fucking like dick around, throwing 50 ETH, sweeping projects left and right, and then 2 months later selling those same projects at 50% less. But thankfully I was able to like make them back in like other meme coins. But yeah, I guess like my general trading thesis right now is I'm just identifying what I think are going to be like the next winners for like the next like big meme run. And I just took out as much capital as I could to kind of just preserve me until essentially like after the Bitcoin halving. So either homeless or in the hills, I don't know.
How do you feel about the whole meme coin sector right now that we had? Like Pepe was a huge one, obviously. You had the ticker is like Harry Potter ripped and came back down. And now there's like maybe three or four others which are kind of in the running. But do you think like how do you see that space in, let's say, like the next 6 months? Do you think it's going to be like Doge, Shib, Pepe, and then maybe some other stuff? Is there going to be like tons more meme coins? Like what are the ones that you're looking at? Like, I don't want you to show shit coins, but like, what about a specific shitcoin that's not one of the top three makes you want to hold that? And like, what qualities do you look for something that may be around and do well in the next 6 months?
That's a good question. I guess for me, I'm just identifying like what is going to be the next like Doge, Shib, Floki for the next cycle. So I think Pepe already like identified itself pretty early on to be in the running to be essentially like the Doge of the next cycle. I think like Harry Potter, Obama, Sonic, 10 Inu, ticker Bitcoin. Like again, like not financial advice. Like again, you guys, like I'm a high school dropout moron. But yeah, like I feel like ticker Bitcoin's probably like again, like this is just like my own opinion. I think like that's probably going to be like the SHIB of the next cycle. And I think like something like a MOG or something else that has a diehard, like kind of cult like community will be like the third. So I'm just looking to see which one of these meme coins have cult like communities, because I think that's the biggest indicator of a meme being successful or not, is like, does it have a cult following? It's kind of the same with like trying to find out like what topic to make a piece of content about. It's like, you want to go with something that is memeable and a lot of people are talking about it and it's going to resonate well with like a larger audience. And then if you make like a banger video and it, you know, it checks those boxes, then it probably has legs to go viral or mainstream because it has like that initial like core support system of like that cult audience. And then it has like the relatability and memeability of something that could expand outside of that. So that's kind of like my thesis right now, is like, I'm just trying to identify the big winners of the next like full meme cycle, not this like little whatever the fuck we're doing now. Although it is fun, like trading in this market, it is really choppy. It is fucking stressful, but I don't know, I'm still having fun doing it.
Yeah, it's always go ahead.
I said the issue is I always tend to find that you feel like it's a strong like narrative, and then there's like another 10 coins next week. So I feel like the bar's got to be fucking high, or you just got to get churning out of them. Like, just because like, oh, I know this group of people are all in this coin. It's like, yeah, that they're all in the, like five other coins last week. It's tough to keep up, I think. And I wonder like when the next full meme coin cycle happens, aren't they just going to have their own ones? Like, I feel as though there are some which will be more timeless. Like you said, like I do think that Pepe and Bitcoin, I can imagine Bitcoin being pretty funny. I can imagine Pepe being pretty funny.
How is this a real problem that we're having? Oh, what's up? Just ask K-Money for like investment advice on fucking he just gave like a fucking 2-minute deal about like,
bro, this is, dude, yeah, that's how you know.
Dude, there's money being made.
Dude, this is how you know we're headed for like the deepest, darkest bear market we've ever seen, when you guys are asking me for fucking financial advice, bro. What the hell?
Really looking good for the future. Great cash flow.
But yeah. As ridiculous as it is, though, like, I mean, it kind of makes sense because, like, dude, like, that token ran to, like, 200 million without any exchanges and with just, like, a bunch of schizophrenic people posting videos of themselves, like, painted fucking blue and smoking crack. Yeah. So it's, like, it's kind of hard to, like, fade that level of mental illness.
You're not wrong.
So I don't know. It's been like more interesting for me personally to be kind of trading in this market than the past like year of NFTs, because I don't know, like, I just feel like with NFTs, you're just in the helms of, you know, teams and deliverables and hype and speculation, and there's so many factors going in it where I feel like it's way more difficult to like make money trading NFTs unless you're like just flipping allow list immediately in a bull market. But then even when you do that, you could, you know, get canceled for selling an NFT 3 minutes after mint. So I don't know.
Yeah. Look, I know I push back on that. Like, I think the whole cash flow, like, none of that stuff goes parabolic ever. Like, the only stuff that ever goes parabolic is how left curve you can think, like you said, how much mental illness is there in this investment? And that might be the thing that can, I mean, the guy fucking went from 2 million on Pepe to whatever it was, 2 billion. What's that, 1,000x? Is that 1,000x?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 1,000x.
You ever dream about just like investing in stocks and living a happy, dusty life?
Dude, I mean, like, honestly, yeah. I kind of blame stocks for everything, because it was like before I got into like Safe Moon and like I started trading crypto again, I was like, a lot of my friends were like, you know, like hashtag day traders, and they're always talking about like the stock market and the FOMC and like just shit I don't give a fuck about. And so I was like, I got into AMC, and it was like before Reddit. Like I remember I set up like my Webull account, and I didn't know what stocks to buy because I was a moron and I didn't pay attention to anything. And so I just saw AMC and I was like, well, you know, like, I like filmmaking. And I was like, wait, $2 seems really cheap. So I just bought I spent my entire portfolio buying AMC at $2, and then like I remember a month later, I was like, "Why is this shit 20? Like, I'm the greatest trader ever." And then I came across Reddit and like the whole Wall Street Bet section, and so yeah, like that kind of
this conversation. Just to interject slightly, is that KBM has been trading against meme coins for like the last meme stocks for the last 2 years. You are literally the other side of all of this trade.
Oh, this is amazing. So you literally have like right curve versus left curve right here.
Basically, it's been a tough battle though. You guys are really fucking strong with the autism.
So KBM, what do you like trading then? Like fucking gold and silver and fucking horse and buggies?
I trade all the same shit you guys do. Besides, I haven't gotten into the meme trenches, I guess. But otherwise, I mean, you know, I stick to Bitcoin and ETH on leverage, but they don't move anymore. So maybe I'm missing out.
Wait, like boomer Bitcoin or ticker Bitcoin?
Boomer Bitcoin. I know Robit just listed the other Bitcoin, you know, so maybe I'll get in there.
You can lever trade Bitcoin now.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, leverage trading is haram for me, dude. Like I've never done well with leverage trading long term. I think like the best leverage trade I ever had was when Luna collapsed last year. I remember I shorted Solana I shorted like 75x from like I think it was like $20 to like fucking 11 or some shit. I don't remember. And I remember I was like up astronomically, and then I was like, dude, I'm the greatest trader alive. Like anything I touch just prints money. And so I used all of my profits to like giga short it again, and then I just got like fucking liquidated immediately. So and that happens every time I leverage trade.
I feel like you really swing emotions hard, like a really highs and really lows. Maybe I don't know how low you get on it, but how do you deal with these mental swings of making and lose it all constantly?
I mean, I feel like I've just been used to it my whole life. Like I don't know. In a lot of ways, dude, like meme coins remind me a lot of like just like stand-up comedy, because it's just like extremely volatile. You're either gonna kill or you're gonna bomb. And I don't know. You're trying to just make your living off of essentially dick jokes. So I feel like that's why I resonate a lot with like meme coins, but. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, but I like as long as I fucking meditate in the morning and like just like have like certain routines, I could kind of just deal with it. But dude, like I don't know, man. You should see like how like much my entire like emotions and like state of being fluctuates like with the market. It's kind of crazy. Like I remember, was it like last week or the week before when there was like all that flood of like Tesla selling a bunch of Bitcoin and like. Everything was going down. I remember like the entire market took like a 50% fucking like haircut. And then like an hour or 2 hours later, it was like, oh, like ETH ETF, like greenlit. And then everything just turbo sat. So I remember I watched like my trading portfolio. I had just ran it up to like over like a milli, and I was stoked. Cause like this, there's like a brand new trading, like trading portfolio. I was like, aggressively trading with it, and I ran it to like a milli, and I was like on top of the world. And then next thing, like the next morning, like I wake up and I'm like at like fucking, I'm down half a million, and I was like, bro, like what the fuck? And I just felt nauseous, and I was like staring at myself in the mirror. I was like, you fucking idiot, like you idiot, you fucking do better, you stupid. And then I remember seeing like the news from like fucking Watcher Group. It's like breaking news, like. ETF just got greenlit, and I remember pumping it back to like 1.2 mil. And I was like, I'm the fucking greatest trader alive. Like everyone else is stupid. And then like now I'm like back down half a milli, and I'm like, idiot. So yeah, my therapist is enjoying this a lot for me because like the sessions are weekly now. So it's hilarious how much like my therapist has like understood crypto now through me. Like my favorite thing is like every session he always like dude, I just hate it so much. Like he's just like, Kevin, you know, he's like, emotionally you're a lot like a shit coin. And he's like, I think you need more stability in your life. He's like, you need to USDT your emotional well-being, if you may.
Just buy Bitcoin.
Yeah, Yeah, he's like using like crypto metaphors on me now, and it's like the worst thing ever.
So you're not really taking his advice, it sounds like.
I mean, I take like 50% of his advice, like, because at the same time, I also realize I'm like, dude, like, fucking worst case, like, you know, like, I could always just, I don't know, like, start over, like, maybe open a Cameo, I don't know.
Cameo, a friend tech, and OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's a few other Ponzi's I could still do. Like, I'll run it back on friend tech. I'll run it back on ShareSgram. On whatever other competitors they have that they blacklist. I don't know, man. Like I'm down to just run it all back. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, dude,
you're shooting for a Rollbit deal now. I feel like you're shooting.
100%. Dude,
you're gambling.
OS7 Mando, seeing your guys' Bored Ape sale, though, like, in, like, December, I think, seeing that, like, that's when I was like, man, like, I need to just step up, like, my degeneracy. Because that was just such a crazy fucking trade. And I know, like, obviously you guys aren't as degenerate as me. And, you know, you were early investors in Bored Apes. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, that was just, like, an impressive sale that kind of really made me realize, like, hey, like, you have to have, like, fucking bigger balls if you want to, like, win in this space. And I was being really complacent for a long time.
Well, you definitely showing your balls, it feels like, swinging around 500k a day on shitcoins. Like, I'm loving this arc, by the way. I like how you took money out. I like that you sorted out your dad, you sorted out your sister, you took out some money, like, your therapist is telling you the stable coin, but you're still going for it. And like you said, you got some money coming in from NFT now. You can always do another Ponzi. Like, I'll take this arc for you. I think you should continue.
Dude,
don't lose it all. But continue.
No, for sure. Yeah, I definitely, I don't know. Very, like, the whole friend tech Ponzi, though, is, like, very interesting to me. And I'm only saying that because I'll probably launch one in the next week or two. And once my price goes down to zero, I'll be like, man, like,
I think friend tech's over.
It feels like you missed it, if I'm honest, man.
Oh, okay, actually, oh, fuck, dude.
No one
God needs damn it.
So weird. Like, well, it's not weird, actually. It's just, like, everything in crypto.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we saw KBM sell a share of OSF the other day.
he's dumping it all. $5. He's out.
Dude, it's always your own fucking people. The interesting thing about Frentech, though, is, like, dude, like, objectively, I think it's probably the best tool for onboarding we've seen in a while. Like, every fucking Hollywood fuckboy influencer I know is, like, starting to talk to me about, like, fucking Frentech. And the last time I heard any of these people talk about crypto was, like, save the kids coin. So whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, I don't know. Like, I'm just saying it's got the normies talking. And it was interesting seeing, like, the flood of, like, OnlyFans creators join Frentech, because, like, I feel like that's also traditionally either a bottom signal or a top signal. It's one of those. It there's nowhere in the middle, though.
Yeah, it's either gonna work very well or die spectacularly.
I think it can work. I think the taxes are too, I think, like, the bonding curve's a bit too aggressive, but I think it can work. I think people will pay for that stuff. I mean, OnlyFans works, right? So I don't know why you can do it this way.
I feel like that's probably a lot cheaper than Frentech from the bonding curve issue and the tax on buying and selling. Like,
yeah, that. So I think it's just a pricing thing.
They better have some real premium content in those fucking rooms, huh?
It is cool, like, that creators, like, let's say you're, like, an OnlyFans creator, it's like you're able to cash out instantly with, like, Frentech versus on OnlyFans, like, there's, like, a lockup period with, like, your funds. So I think that, like, solves, like, a pretty, like, major issue in that industry. But yeah, I mean, like, I don't know, man, like, that it, like, some of those, like, creators, like, keys are, like, you know, like, 0.3, like, fucking 0.4 ETH. It's probably cheaper to just, like, that's probably, like, a lifetime fucking subscription on OF. I don't know.
Yeah. Seems like it's expensive.
And do you do any stand-up comedy, or is it just been clip stuff? Like, do you do other content stuff? Like, do you see this just being crypto from now on, or have you got, like, other arcs going for you?
Yeah, I mean, I was doing stand-up, like, consistently for a few years, and then once I got into, like, Web3, I started doing stand-up a little bit less and focusing more on, like, content in this space. And then the past couple months, I haven't done any stand up at all, just because I've just been so hyper focused on whether it be like when I first signed like my NFT Now deal, I was like, all right, like I gotta just deliver content and like focus on that. And then once I started trading meme coins, I was like, all right, like I gotta just ignore every, you know, vital sign that my body is like urging me, and I just gotta just do this. So yeah, I mean, I guess like I'll definitely be like leaning more into stand up again once I'm not staring at charts 24/7. But
have you got Alejandro and Matt involved in any of these? Like, have you got any friends after all of this? You must have recommended so many shitcoins over the last few months. Like,
yeah, no, for sure. Like, in my iMessage like group chat, I'm just like a bunch of like Web3 people like that I'm friends with IRL. Like, the ones that did take my calls, like I think I was like able to make that chat like I think like six figures collectively, like the past few months. So it's been cool. It does hurt my feelings though when people do fade my calls though. Like, so like Thread Guy and Leap were like the first people I like, the second I fucking got into like Pepe, like I fucking spammed them all. And yeah, like they like faded me in the beginning. So it is what it is.
That's tough for Thread Guy. That's a tough one for Thread Guy, that one.
I mean Thread Guy got paid 180,000. That guy got paid 100,000 just to change his fucking PFP. I think he's okay.
So what's the future hold for K-Money as we come to the wrap-up closing questions? Where's the ARK go next?
I think, yeah, ARK goes – like, I'm just making regular non-Web3 content again. Just been, like, dipping my toes in that. And then, yeah, just making, like, Web3 content whenever it is relevant. I know, like, in the market that we're in, it's probably not ideal for me to like fucking make, you know, like daily or even weekly content anymore. I'd rather just kind of wait for bigger events where people are interested. Cause if I was just making fucking NFT videos, I would have literally nothing to talk about right now. And yeah, I guess just like, just keep trading, try to run it up to 10 mil, even though Twitter tells me that's not enough. And just, I don't know, like try to get better sleep, eat, like beef testicles, and just try to get as much vitamin D as I can.
Perfect. Love that. It sounds like the future is bright for you, K-Money.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to turn to Alex Becker. That's pretty much my fucking goal now.
Have you met him? He lives in LA, right? Oh, I guess he doesn't see anyone now. He just lives in his chamber.
Yeah, he's in Austin. I haven't met him. I have like shook Elio Trade's hand, so like that's like the closest I'll get to like Alex Becker probably.
are they friends or something? Is that what's going on there?
Yeah, they like co-founded like Neo Tokyo together, but I don't know. Like I have like you know, tried to fucking pound it with like random people in Erewhon and tell them I'm better than them because I wake up at 4 a.m. and I work out and I eat 800 vitamins. So it's pretty much the closest I'll get to meeting Alex Becker.
Incredible. So the last question we always ask every guest is how to not get wrecked. I mean, like, maybe you need to think about that yourself just so you don't round trip again. You don't want to see any more round trips out here, K-Money.
Yeah, I think how to not get wrecked is always have like a price target in mind and just stick to it. Like that was the biggest lesson for me. It was like, because like even with Pepe, like I told myself, I was like, hey, like I think like once I see a billion, like 1 to 3 billion, I'm going to exit. Like once I see a Binance listing, I'm going to exit. And so the day that I saw that, like, even though in my heart, like I was just like, oh, like it could 2x from here, it could 3x from here. Like I just had to kind of like just remember what I told myself and I just stuck with it. So I think that's what I'm going to just try and do more of, like just like get into something, be okay losing it all, like only invest whatever you can completely afford to lose, and then just have an exit strategy in mind and just stick with it.
Yeah, stay disciplined. I like that.
Also buy Wrecked Guy NFTs.
Yep, up only. How are those doing? They're doing well, right?
Yeah, right. Dude,
bro, those things have been more stable than anything else. It's fucking crazy.
You used to own a lot, right?
Yeah, no, I have one.
Those are the OSF front text, yes.
Yeah. Duked. I don't know. He didn't chat. He didn't fucking speak for like a week in there. So I was like, well, oh, that's not
it. I can't see the fucking chat and friend chat.
I'll show you in 2 seconds. With this.
Yours.
You guys didn't speak at all. So, you know.
You were expensive, man. You were expensive.
Yeah, overpriced.
Top down to like 25. I don't know what the hell people were thinking there. That's a
lot. Dude, I never thought I would see a market when like the most stable and like the most stable NFT projects would be fucking wrecked guy and like m'ladies. Like this is the fucking weirdest market I've ever seen.
I know, right? I know.
Bizarre. Well, let's get some people on here and let them win some NFTs. That's what we give away too money with Rollbit.
Yeah. Come on, this has been a great show, though.
People.
Yeah, they great show. Spin
loot box and win some NFTs. Actually, somebody won like $100,000 Pudgy Penguin a couple weeks ago. So the prizes are solid.